Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. My name is Dr. Alan L. Brown, better known as Showtime, but I've been called the last word. It's great to be speaking to all of you folks today. And we've got some really exciting stuff that we're going to share with you. So fasten your seatbelts. I'm going to knock our commercials out the way, even though we know that the only way people can stay on the air is because of the people who pay for the donations or the commercial spots. Our show is being brought to you by GRC and Connecting Communities, a nonprofit organization that is designed with one thing in mind, helping families, youth, and our community become whole and less dependent upon the system, but be empowered. And that is all done through the grace of God. Also, Flashback Academy. Flashback Academy is for our youth that have aged out of the system, veterans who have brought their best game and risked life, limb, liberty, and everything else for our freedoms that we have, and those that are disabled, not necessarily because of a war or whatever the case may have happened, to be able to bring them into the fold of Flashback and let their skills and creativity be a part of who we are and what we do. Well, we got the commercials out of the way, and we are passionate about that. I'm sure somewhere along the line, I may have forgotten something, but it's not intentional. It's just due to the tremendous excitement that I've got going on right here. I'm joined with our host, Dr. A, and I know she's got something to say. How are you today? Well, we might be waiting for her to join in. That may be one of our folks that are just calling in to listen. I'm going to back away from that. Oh, okay, one more time. Hello. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you know, so everything that could have gone wrong has already done that, but guess what? Through the grace of God and the blessings that we have to be creative and continue to move forward, how are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, sir. I'm just waiting for Dr. Margaret.
Yes, you and I both. Well, I'm glad to see you again on the line. I've seen from time to time that you have joined us on our screen, and I just want to welcome you as I prepare to go into our monologue, and I'm sure she will be on her way shortly, okay?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm always here.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, and this is what we like about that. So I can get a few pieces out of the way as we move forward. We're looking for our specials. Yes, too. I know you've seen some changes on our heading. Boy, the screen is lighting up, but I don't see her yet. But that's not going to end the show. It's just going to create and the opportunity to share some other things. Should you folks like to call in, our call-in number actually is 654-383-0162. If you would like to write us and share some interesting thoughts, our concerns, or whatever that is going on with you, share with us. You can also write us at flashbks@gmail.com. One of the announcements I did want to share with you, folks, we have an online school that we not only are accredited, but we're building the courses within the website literally as we speak. It can't get no more exciting than that. It's through Pathright. And obviously, we are Flashback Academy, and I'm looking forward to many of you folks who want to develop the skill set to understand how important speaking is, the impact that it has on one another. I also wrote a book a while ago, it's entitled The Whole World's a Stage. The question that we have is what part do you play? And if you don't believe that it is a stage sometimes, take a look at how you prepare yourself to engage with the world. You're sending a message. Your message is, let's take a look at how I want to dress. What image am I trying to project? And to interact with people, it lets them know or gives them a feel of the type of person that you are. It just doesn't get any better than that. So take a look at visiting our website, and we'll be able to share some exciting things. One of our professors from Shanghai, you'll be have different languages and dialects. Interesting fellow. He's come from the United States. He lives in Shanghai. He and his wife, beautiful son. I've never seen a more happier face in person than the day with his son before. He's a musician. He trains corporate folks, but I've seen him reach at the grassroots level and assist me in some of the things that we've had to do to try to help others, and there's nothing that I've ever had to ask of this young man. So being so many thousands of miles away from me here in Los Angeles, as he's reached out and says, you know what, I'll help teach that class, and he doesn't charge money, which is sometimes kind of cool, but I said, no, we got to pay, you know. So what he does when he's paying, sends the money back and asks me for a donation. I'm like, okay. Just a real class act. You know, they say that we are the company that we keep, and the friends that you have are a reflection of who you are. And I could not have a better friend. I believe right now he's on those ocean cruises where he meets and greets and things and plays songs and conducts a few workshops. I think it's exciting. So maybe it's a combination of the both. My primate on the air, I am going to actually talk about one of the things that is really dear to me. There's a young man by the name of Celine Field. I pronounced that name. Hopefully, you can help me out. It's spelled Y-E-N-C-I-C-E-R-I. He is a very well-known musician, author, motivational speaker, and he's translated books. Okay, he's done almost 300 of these books. Now, translation, as we know, is very important because you can get it right or you can get it wrong. And to be able to do 300 and people are still paying for it, that means you must be doing something right. Okay, but check out his website before you get an opportunity, before you lose the opportunity. Not that he's not going to be around, but obviously when he can get on the air, I think probably on challenge with getting him here is I'm not always aware of those things works, okay? Meaning that he's in Turkey. That is a long way away, and I don't know what time it is in Turkey. However, because of the buildup and the excitement of being on the air today, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep, so I don't have any idea what he may be going through, but we wish him well on his journey. Now, you know, I'm also looking at one of the monitors here, and it's about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know what part of town you folks are from, or even if you follow the NBA, but the city of, or the state of Ohio has not had a championship in 50 some odd years. Oh, they've tried, they've knocked at the door. And the big hoopla is one of the young kids who grew up there, extremely talented, got all the accolades, and he was compared to some of the best. He left it. But they drafted him to be on the team because they wanted a championship. But he left, and he got championships at the other place, another town over in Miami. And city, the state, everybody was so upset with this guy, called him a traitor. But his home is in Ohio, so you can imagine how they felt every time when he'd come home. He'd get hate mail, toilet paper on his front lawn. Oh, my gosh. Then after he won his championships, and being bad mom, he didn't really concern himself that much. He just said, I've done as much as I can here. I've never been out of the city, and I need to go and find out what it's going to take for me to be a complete man and eventually learn how to become a champion. And he learned how to be a champion. And then he came back 2 years later to the state, and everybody doubted him that he could bring a championship because he said, I'm going to do it. Well, we know what happened. 2 years later, he delivered on his promise to the city and the state. And right now, there's over 1 million people in Cleveland, Ohio, celebrating like we've never seen before. Now, I'm spoiled to death. I'm fantasy, one. You know, a lot, more than our fair share. So I understand what this feels like to be a part of a championship city. I've had some tremendous successes myself. I got an award from the president for some mentoring that I had done, or when my son was born, my daughter. But I also was Salesman of the Year, one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world. I'm only dealing with the water division because I have some things about drug service prescribed or not. But I understood the importance of water. I found out that they were one of the best, and I wanted to promote it. And I didn't really pay attention to what I was doing. I was just so excited about being on the team and promoting what I thought was the highest quality for our families and our children, that I looked up at it a year later and I was Salesman of the Year. And I really felt good and very proud about that. One of the other things that I've just joined a team. We all know what social networking is because we're on computers now, okay? Even the radio is a part of a social network. And one of the things that I did, I joined an organization called BEEEE. Yes, small B, E, capital B, E, E. And you go, well, what is that? Well, you've heard of LinkedIn. You've heard of Facebook. You've heard of Instagram. All these other social networks. Well, the business network, actually, in America, is LinkedIn. You know, people, if they meet you, the first thing they do, they go and see if you're on LinkedIn and they check out your profile or whatever it is that is posted there. And they think they've pretty much sized you up. That is only the written part, but they do not know you as a person. You know, I've always said to people, you know, you folks can, you know, read a resume or an application, but that does not give you the in-depth. I'm sure many of you folks will agree. I'm going to put their hand up. I joined this organization, Social Network. The interesting thing, they're not based here in America. They are in, or they focus their attention to south of the equator, Mexico, Brazil, a lot of other places. But the thing that I noticed about them, you know, they focus on business and a lot of inspirational stuff. I mean, they're just really broad. But the thing that intrigued me the most is that I can type and connect with someone who does not speak the language that I do, but by the time I hit enter and it gets over there to them, it's translated in their language and vice versa. I've been meeting friends or business acquaintances that I don't think that I would have ever had that opportunity if I hadn't joined this particular group. So I'm excited. And but it's not like the Facebook. It's not Smut Chat and all that. That's not me. It just is an opportunity to connect with people around the world. No, I always say, man makes borders, but God does. Okay? So connecting with people on this planet dropped in the middle of this galaxy, this universe, is really exciting to me. I've had a blessing to travel around the world and see so many things, but I was just passing. But now to be grounded, you know, I'm 63 years old now, so I've seen a lot of experience a lot. And what drives me is being able to connect with people. That has been my thing and probably will be until the day now and called to go home. There's a young man from Canada that will be on our show next week who I think is probably one of the best authors, best kept secret authors I've ever had the opportunity to read his stuff. And I was so blown away, I immediately moved the computer to the side and got on using my Skype or Hangout, whichever one it was, and reached out to this guy and said, hey, you know what? You need to be on my show and share what you have written with many other people. And he said, oh, don't worry about it. I would be delighted. And I can't wait to have him on. I will be posting that over the next day or so to build up for it. But some of you folks who are listening, really don't want to be listening to me, that you want to hear what Dr. Hay has to say. She hasn't showed up yet. I know she has Wi-Fi challenges sometimes because I guess it's from so far to make the right way to call. And I'm trying to get her to be able to use the another way to be able to make calls. There's a few that they're not sponsored, so I'm not going to really brag about them, but I will tell you the Hangouts is the easiest way to make calls that are not only inexpensive, free, and if it's outside the United States, it costs a little bit. Okay? So when and if you folks want to do that. Now, we also are in the middle of a crisis. And the crisis that we have here, there are two in veterans and young adults who live in the system that are homeless. There's a disdainment and a disrespect for people who are disabled. And I challenge you, really? A person may not be able to walk. A person may not be able to get around, or even their speech may be impaired. But I will remind you of a scientist that I saw one time on the telly, and he blew me away because he was at the highest level just because he was smart. This dude couldn't open up his mouth. Well, actually, he was drooling. But you ask yourself, why was he respected? They put some kind of contraption on him so his thoughts are articulated through this machine and he can talk. I can't remember his name. I'm sure somebody will remind me what it is. But the essence of who he is, I am not forgetting. I'm sure some of you who are listening think that you're stuck with me for the rest of the day, but or the show. But far from it, because what I have for you now is Dr. A, who has joined us. Well, hello there. And how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Great. People been hanging up because they don't want to talk to me. They want to hear you.
Yeah, we are here. We are here. Just so sorry, you know. It's all because of the time difference, Dr. Allen.
Wow, you know, and that's exactly what I was telling them. With the time zone, I was so excited about being on the show today that I didn't get any sleep. I woke up at like 2 or 3 in the morning, and now it's almost 12, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I got some coffee. I'm keep going. So, Celine, I am glad to be talking to you. I bragged about you a little bit, but who can do better justice to talk about who you are and what it is that you do than you? So what I'm going to do for the last 12 minutes that we actually have left here, I'm going to ask you to just jump in because you're a motivational speaker. So nobody got to ask you questions to get you going. So go ahead and do your thing. Tell everybody who you are, what you're doing, what you're going to do, and Doc, you can dance with you.
Just the other day, you know, we're working on a symphonic hard rock album nowadays, and my violinist friend asked me to teach him how to work and how to make connections for professional life. And I said, you know what, that's not the real thing I can teach you. The real thing I can teach you is how you can live your life with your own rules.
Uh-oh.
And the first thing to do that is exactly you need to go beyond all the illusions, all the conditionings, as much as I'm talking about traditions. I'm talking about, you know, the civilization. Forget about all the formulas you've been taught and start questioning them. So you will come up with a system that fits you perfectly and personally. It takes courage. It takes, really, really it takes courage, because the most difficult and the scariest thing you will have to do is to face yourself, your greatest fears. I mean, loneliness, being an outsider, and, you know, everybody will mock on you. Yeah, I lived through all of this. You know, just... Until a few years back, even people in my close circle, my relatives, they were making fun of me. They were mocking me. They were thinking that I was just dreaming away. Funny thing is, I'm just looking at my life now, and, well, I'm looking at them too. and they can say nothing. Because I was brave enough. I was brave enough to be myself. And I didn't take it face value, whatever they told me or whatever life they wanted me to live. No, I want to live my own life the way I want. That's it.
You know, it's clear you are very sincere and passionate about your evolution. And I'm glad that you have shared that with our audience. You have done so much work. I salute you, and I'm truly honored to have you on the show. You are a musician, an author, a motivational speaker, and you translate books. The translation breaks down the barriers, as we well know. I've joined a social networking group called BB. Very reluctantly, I may add, but it was through the insistence of Dr. A. And while I respect her enough, I said, okay, I'll go ahead and do it. That was probably one of the best things that happened, and this is how God works, okay? Because in a very, very short length of time, after me just kind of peeking in a couple of times, I have gotten so many people that I've now been able to talk to because they've got some kind of software that even though these people speak different languages, it's interpreted immediately from them, so by the time it gets to me, it's in a language that I understand, and back and forth. I've never seen anything like that, and it's opened the world to communicate with people and break down the barriers of misunderstandings because people do need to be themselves and find a way. So before I move over to the doc, because she has to be able to ground us back in spirit before I get a little bit away, can you share with us where people can find you, a Facebook, a Twitter, a carrier pigeon, any way to be able to connect with you?
Well, first of all, my Twitter account is in my name, Selim Yeniçeri. You have to write it with C, Yeniçeri, like that. And the rest is the address you have to apply is Margaret Aranda. Because obviously I don't have so much time to take care of social media, so she's taking care of it, and she has done an amazing work. Because I'm just looking at my social media presence now, and I cannot believe what's going on.
Don't I know it? I mean, we're talking about a pit bull when it comes to social media. And if we take the time to move our egos to the side and actually listen to her, we're all a lot better off. What a true blessing she is to our shrinking world. I think the big thing that is we need to hit again before I get there is you have offered to allow your celebrity to be a part of our campaign to address the issue of homelessness and the prejudice towards those who have disabilities. And I always challenge anybody who frowns upon someone with a disability that they need to really look in the mirror at their own disability for those types of actions and behaviors or attitudes. That it's important that we get our veterans off of the street. And our youth that have been part of the system where so many people have made so many dollars off of their backs that when they age out, if they're no longer a paycheck, they wind up homelessness. And for you to say, you know what, I want to help you with that, I am truly honored. My thank you goes out to you, not from me, but for many of those who will be helped that may not ever even know that it was your name. Okay, I just really, really want to pass it on. Now, how we get that done, I don't know. I'll leave that up to Dr. Aranda, but I've been fighting this fight, I feel like alone for so, a long time, where politicians couldn't see that there was a vote attached to our people, or that it wasn't enough, what they called it, skin in the game, to be able to waste their time to even have a dialogue about it. Sure, they'll do a Band-Aid conversation, and there'll be some people that make a lot of money, but Flashback Academy, as you know, there's nothing like it, and there may not never be because it's not geared towards the politics or just the economy, even though it can have its own strong return on investment or donor. But I just really want to thank you. I got 4 minutes, and I got to move it over to the doctor. Everybody's been waiting on their pans and pins and needles for. Doctor, please share some words of inspiration with us.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the most wonderful things that I like about and love about Salim Yeniciary is that he is a real person. He's down to earth. He, and so am I. We don't require frivolities in life, and we are happy with simple freshness, honesty, truth, character, quality of the person, honesty, and loyalty. And faith in God. And we try to do our best every moment of every day to not deny who we are. Like you said, sometimes, you know, that isolates us from the rest of the world. And a good analogy that we always use is that, hey, if you want to be a leader, get used to being alone. Because there's only one person sitting on one throne. And it doesn't matter if people like you or not, you're still in charge of your own life. And if we can empower people to look in the mirror and say, I am myself, I am allowed to be myself, I am who God made me, I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and just do positive speaking to yourself morning and night, that in itself after a month will raise your mental health issues and complete, you know, some of your complete your self-esteem so that it's not so low. And the other thing is giving back. Giving back to society. You are who you are, not because of what you did. It's because God blessed you. And you, he put you there. It's not your money. It's not your house. It's not your car. When you die, you're not going to take it with you. So give what you have because it's not yours anyway. And maybe when you give, God will give you more. Because he already told us that if he can trust us in small things, he can trust us in big things. So you want to go down the drain and spend all your money on drugs and $5,000 purses and $20,000 shoes, then go ahead. But, you know, everything has a consequence. There's no such thing as freedom. Nobody is free.
And, Dr. Allen, I want to make a promise to all the audience and listeners and followers here. In a few months, by the end of this summer, I'm coming up with a webinar, with a course, and I will share my knowledge, my experience about how to live your life however you want to live.
Oh, my goodness. We can't wait to see that. As you know, we started an online course as well, and if that's something that we can also put onto our site. We can talk about that later to help get the opportunity out for folks. It would be tremendous.
Absolutely.
The switchboard has just announced that I've got less than 60 seconds to wrap up the show. So, again, I'm going to be quiet and ask that the doctor shares in prayer, or Salim, if you would, if the doctor's okay.
Well, we just thank God for this day, for this time, this opportunity to touch people's hearts and souls and their minds and get them to dream and be imaginative, because God created the trees and the flowers. And look around. Sometimes you'll see a big crack in the cement. There's a dandelion or a weed or something green growing up and reaching for the sunshine in the sky. God made you to go through the cracks of life, so you can be strong. And if I can do it, you can do it. I can top a lot of stories that most people tell, and I don't have any. I don't have any pity. There's no room in this life for pity. There's only room for living, and helping, and serving, and loving. You get that behind you, go forward. If you keep looking backwards, you're going to stumble and trip over your own path ahead of you. That doesn't make sense. You keep looking forward, and you keep going on, and you don't let anything stop you. You just keep on going. You don't care what anybody thinks, except for God, period.
There is only one question everybody should ask themselves. Do I want to live this life the way others want me to live? Society wants me to live. My parents want me to live. Or I want to live just exactly the way I want to live. Because I promise you this. This is a very important question. Why? This will create a difference in your life. If you are happy, if you are satisfied, if you are fulfilled 5 or 10 or 15 years from now. And I can tell you, it's not easy. It won't be easy. But I can promise you one thing. You will never be ordinary, because such a life will take you either to the bottom of the trash or on a king's throne.
Wow.
And when God is with you, you're not alone. You never were. So there's nothing to fear. 365 times in the Bible, Jesus Christ says, do not be afraid. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Fear not. Every day, every day, every day. We're not alone, and we shouldn't be afraid. And he's here. We have no fear. We breathe in courage, and we exhale fear.
Wow. Folks, we're going to, they've just cut us off now, but the power of what you've just shared has been not only resonated, and we're going to have to coordinate a different time to do what we call a pre-recorded show, and we can post it even later. So if I can connect with you folks after this to be able to provide, to talk a little bit about that, if you can give me, text me a number while you guys are still up, I want to share something that I think may help us move forward expeditiously, only because
every minute
that ticks, our people are on the street, okay? So, or can you call me at my number, or you want me to give you a buzz? What will work better for you?
You can go ahead and give us your number.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead.
8-7-8-295-9000.
Okay.
Or what would be better is at 562-316-2975.
Okay, I'll repeat that last one back to you. 562 area code 316-2975.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right, so we'll hang up and then call you right back.
I look forward to it, and thank you so much again for being on our show.
Oh, our pleasure. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We'll be talking to you in a minute. Take you back.
All right.